Hello, my name is Brian Novoselsky, and I'm an associate editor with Drug Topics. Today, I'm joined by Don Rusin, associate professor in the Department of Computer Science at the Merrimack College School of Engineering and Computational Sciences. Welcome and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Brian.
So today we're going to be discussing artificial intelligence and ChatGPT in pharmacy practice. As co-author of a recent article from the Journal of the American Pharmacists Association, Don is here to share his insights on how community pharmacists can leverage ChatGPT's use in medication therapy management. So to start, can you explain how ChatGPT is being used in clinical pharmacy practice today?
Sure, Brian. So ChatGPT is a large language model that uses AI to understand human language. And basically what it does, it can summarize all the information in human language so that human can understand it better. So that is how ChatGPT and large language model works. So the way it is being used is everybody's end up using it because it is convenient, it is accurate, it has all the information of the internet, it has all the information of all the research paper that's been ever published, like PubMed, Google Scholar, everything, right? So it is an excellent and an amazing resource that people are using not only in pharmacy but all over medical field, because it just summarizes all the information that previously what Google used to do. It showed you the index of the information. So you searched an information, it gives you like these 200 places, pages you can go and read and try to understand the information you're looking for. But what this ChatGPT and large language model does, it actually summarizes the information using advanced AI algorithms. So there is a lot of places in pharmacy it's been used, for example, for medication therapy management, for understanding drug-drug interactions. Pretty much what a clinical pharmacist can do for the patients is pretty much can be done using large language models such as ChatGPT.
Awesome. Yeah. So obviously just having that information, all of that information at their fingertips is really advancing everything. So with that being said, are there any challenges that pharmacists may experience when attempting to utilize ChatGPT? Obviously, it's a very new technology. Or is there anything that you've seen or that you think pharmacists may experience?
Yeah, so as you already know, ChatGPT or large language model, they're very new kind of AI model that has come through. One of the biggest hurdle is something we call AI hallucinations. What AI hallucinations means is that sometimes they make up information that is not true. And that is something is a huge challenge, because right now, even ChatGPT was not able to get rid of hallucinations, even though recently they have mentioned that ChatGPT 5, they got rid of hallucinations completely. Until then, we don't know if the information you can rely on it or not. So I think that is a huge problem right now, especially for clinicians, because if you're providing information that is not accurate or you cannot reference it to a specific journal paper, it is not necessarily can be usable. We as pharmacists end up using subscription services from UpToDate, from clinical pharmacology, to understand medication information and knowledge. All those services and information actually can pinpoint the exact evidence-based practice or information that we actually can find. However, with the current AI and large language models such as GPT and other models, there's a lot of hallucinations. So I think that's one of the main challenges. But obviously, I think that in the future, those challenges will be able to overcome those.
Yeah, definitely agree. Obviously, with these new technologies, it's not going to be working at full max capacity right away. Cool. So diving into a specific area of pharmacy practice, how has ChatGPT been used for medication therapy management?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So for example, in the paper that you read in JPHA, we have taken patient cases, something that as a medication therapy management specialist, pharmacists end up doing. So for example, a patient is taking five or six different very complicated medications, and there are lots of drug interactions. So how, as pharmacists, we end up managing those medications, for example, managing the doses, the strength, when they should take it, should they take it with food or not food, take into considerations of patients' medical conditions, do they have diabetes, do they have hypertension or high blood pressure, and take all this into consideration to do a therapy management that we cater and tailor to our specific patients. What we did in the study, we took patient cases that are simple, complex, and very complex and very complex cases are why we know for sure you need a pharmacist intervention because they have these extensive knowledges. And our, not to our surprise, but kind of our surprise, ChatGPT was able to do 100% on all of them. And you have to understand, this is a model we're talking about 4, which is way before 4.0. Right now, these models are way more advanced. And it's just amazing, like how using such large language model, it can immensely help pharmacists to double check their work as well. Where we needed 10 pharmacists to do MTMs, we can probably have one or two pharmacists do those 10 people's work. So it can increase business optimization and business workflow.
Awesome. Yeah, it's definitely exponentially growing and benefiting kind of everyone. Awesome. So moving to the patient side of things, how do you think patients will react when they find out that their prescription regimens are being managed by artificial intelligence?
So I'll start by saying that knowledge is power. Basically, we patients had been using, we as pharmacists and doctors, we had been using AI to provide patient information. So, for example, some of the databases we used already used advanced AI algorithm, not as advanced as a large language model like ChatGPT or Gemini, but we had been using it. So patients were not just aware of it. Now, with the advent of ChatGPT and like large language models such as Gemini, patients are just not aware that, like, is this something that doctors and clinicians are constantly using or not? So there is a lot of fear. And I think one of the best way to overcome fear is to know. And know means that's why I said knowledge is power. So I ended up writing a book about AI and how it can help patients, and not only patients, for people who do not have a lot of technical background, to learn about utilizing all these large language model and AI to advance their lives in wherever form they are, either in their career, either to get the medication knowledge or to make very complex decisions. It's called Humane, HUMAIN, and people can get it from Amazon, Google Play. And I think that can help people to understand how they can manage their health information, as well as if they're getting the health information from their doctors and pharmacists, how they can utilize that information by feeding those in ChatGPT.
What are your long-term hopes for the role of ChatGPT in pharmacy practice? And do you believe that other pharmacists within the practice share these sentiments?
I believe it's only the beginning. We are not even at the sunrise. AI is going to completely transform how we do businesses, how we do our work. For example, this transcript, you can utilize AI and it can completely make the written piece that you ended up doing for like 5 hours. It will take you like 3 minutes now.
And
So,
I definitely will be doing that.
yes. So the point is that people will always find the shortest path to do the work in the most efficient way. So I think that this is just the beginning, and people who uses AI will realize that it actually empowers them. And that's what something I also show in my book is that how you can utilize this information that can empowers you, and how you can learn more about AI to be the best version of themselves. So my long-term hope is that pharmacists need to use and learn and should use large language model, understand the biases, and take the most informed decisions for their patients. And they can only do that when they are knowledgeable, they understand how AI works. And that's something I believe that everybody should know. And this is not a complex thing. It's not like you have to go and do a course. You can just learn about AI. And that's something I have explained in my book called Humane. And that's something I feel that people should understand, read, be knowledgeable, and then be the best version of themselves. So I think that obviously there will be people, whenever there's a new technology comes in, there will be people who will be not ready to accept it, they're not ready to adapt. But as we evolve and we learn more about the efficiency it can get to us, I believe that people will end up using it. I remember when Google first came, not a lot of people would be Googling, right? But then, as many other people say, just Google it, people know that their lives could be much better. But with AI now, there is a lot of fear, misconception. So I think all these things can be gone with the specific knowledge and the empowerment. And in the media, there is a lot of negative emotions about AI. AI is going to replace you and all these negative thoughts, which I think is not absolutely accurate because AI will replace a lot of jobs, but it will create a lot of jobs as well. So that's something I have also mentioned in my book, Humane, how people can overcome this fear and then accept AI and be the best version of themselves.
Awesome. Yeah, obviously that knowledge is key, but also dispelling those fears. And because at the end of the day, these technologies were created to benefit society, not hurt it. So yeah, I really appreciate you taking the time today.
Sure. Sounds good, Brian.
Thanks so much.